Yeah.
Yuktun nakan kelutun mubik cici kampun.
Hah?
Mubik cici kampun yuktun kan kelutun.
Apa aku dikata ngap kata?
Yuk kalau ko kan nalutun biko betangai. Yuk pikiran ke Makun ke makulah sahpun kesibuk ke betul.
Selang sahpun.
Ia selang sahpun.
Tuk selang terang kena napa kerak nenat muka kena setoran itu wujud. Ayah ayah sama seto ayah sedek malik tak suka.
When I was a young lady, I grew up in Hooper Bay, and when I start to go on my own, I travel with the people that traveled.
Tak seni lo, punuana yang lo korek. Tambahan itu tak wajar tak seni. Semudian itu, lo kume yuk seni, an seni, awna seni lo. Tahu, tahu kucak kesini nak kada seni, tuat nak nang kapek. Itkskunako kaya ako kung
I wonder, Tom, could you translate that into English?
I couldn't quite hear that first part that she was. I couldn't hear him clearly from here what she was talking about earlier of a woman. I couldn't understand her. She was a little bit too far on.
It's going to be hard for me to translate.
Okay, I can try. Maybe I can go over there and try.
Could you, Tom? Umkhani, tokhani, momikshit nochik matatan na umwishto katagat nung.
Huh?
Umwishto katagat na.
Tagang nilakan katam kinawa niya. Agumka kanamak samki momikkanasak paniyakin na. Soksod ng tagay ng nagadamkin.
Just hold it closer to your mouth. Is that
a...
Oh, it's
fine. Be you alone. Not name na illumine kautokoloko no kozone and chisuk ekin kluku na jamagimakali. Bak na kluku kekse triagamagamimakali.
Tawa tamak.
Imina knakomayul no triag. Mikchorao triagaudon.
When she was
young woman at that time from Hooper Bay along the beach, along the
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Take Hamilton the next.
Hamilton.
No, Pixim Corporation, I can illacat what Conjo Canada Pimuga Matum non clean. She won a Conjo Canada view. I got the money when the land clean of Pio Pile. The money.
Nunaput akwasiyas kapitik sukuhat na li takaw malaw ta toot na yuk suta, yuk piyulo ta. None of us had any choice before we were born what we wanted to be. To be an Eskimo, an Indian, or otherwise. We did not have that choice. But I want to say this. I would rather be an Eskimo or a Yupik before I chose any other race. It does not mean that Eskimo race is better than any other race, but I am very proud to be a native. Shortly after 1971, the passage of the Alaska Native Settlement Act, I had the a very good opportunity of working with 19 villages very actively during the Claim Settlement Act, the land selections for the villages. People I worked with, some of them are present, like Mr. Williams from Kotlik, and many others. I also have visited 28 villages in Chalista region during that time. Imomikani mannapik kahal ni ayagal la chalitos ko nga yunam kita at nunat ikayol ki matum nunam tiyot khat ni yunak pingayon ligan chali nunat at snikht chulo ki matum chalis kopis na midlo ni tamani pisam ni kanrutsi maswit kut 1991 nami ki pailgan kituxkluta upxkluta tamat ki pailgan khoni tangxnaxtuk takkaki yaqsiglun sayugunanani umyoxt knaxtas khuinga tachan ngitok tikiskanna pichi qagut tasu khoni kha tikit qataxluni upingafknata nuttanto khayakni qatarilgatun ayqsuta sali am tlakman na beah kapot sali am tlinilun. At that time, 1971, we were told that we'd have 20 years to get ready. Come 1991, we'd be on our own. People thought that was a long ways away. I also thought it was 20 years was long enough. Right now, I'm starting to think this is just the beginning. We haven't gotten started yet. There's a lot to be done. We need to educate our young people. We have a lot of work to do yet. Ilit ni taman isaling ina namdi ang ugas hati ilit ako ng pisot nga no nam
iligun kan rektok sa dapis ko dayo ko sa kat.
And now she feels that our younger generation is in a sad situation because when the older people, the elders, try to tell these young people about the future, what is good for them and what is not. Most of them, or all of them, say, even the little kids say, you're not my boss. We don't have to listen to you, I guess. And it hurts. And she said that more people of the elders should go and be telling these younger generations about their life and future. She says that today she has not seen people do this. And when she herself tries to tell the young people, they always come back with, you're not my boss, or, and then it hurts her. But she would like to see elders or people go up and tell the kids in school, to show them and tell them about their future. What the old elders used to tell her in the past, because it is something that the people do not do today. When she was young, in fact, when we were all young, our elders were our teachers. In the Kajim, when they talk, we listen to them. Like she says, a few days ago, they did talk to some of the people and the youngsters at the Kajim when they were having a dance, native dance. And she felt that it showed a little improvement. With that, she is asking that more people, elders, go to the school and start telling the young people of what the older, our forefathers used to be telling us about life.
Tiyunay ko siya kung tama na ito kasi pa rin ito ay
And as far as she has seen things to this date, as in the old days, they were never told who this land belonged to. And they always shared. When there was abundance of fish in one area, they were told and the people went there and got it. Or if there was abundance of berries growing in some area of the land, they were told. So they could go and pick all the berries they wanted. That's the way in the old times, the older days, that's the way it was. But now, sometimes they say the government says you can't do this, you can't do that. But as far as that is concerned, she said she hopes, as far as she can see, nothing much has changed, because sometimes when there is a lot of fish in one area, people come and say, there's a lot of fish over here, go fish there. Or if there's a lot of berries here, they're told, and then they can go there and pick berries. And she would like to have our young people understand this, so that they can come to these meetings, learn about the land and what these elders have to say. And because I think she means it will be their future. She said that's all she has to say for now, and if she thinks of more, she will say more. She wants to thank you all for giving her this opportunity to say this much. Thank you.
Camera off.
We can learn how to still eat our native food, at the same time speak well for our people. That's about all I would like to say for tonight. Thank you very much.
Maksali ko ni rakut chiulia put koya luki kanhtuk amram ko ni lich suni luta koya luki tamatu maksali ni chukuni ko luki khatun awa ni chali yung nakhat ni chamanu chali koya luku tamana kanhtuk sali ko makut ikhna put chingu mahkawa put matum skulam tungi na nakhtak luki lich kumaluki matum ka kasakta kum yupit yakait chali khon ikhna putta singu mah kalu ki makunuk chiulap naglit skomalu ki attam chali tamana phukna ku pichi yakht yupit pichi yakhat matum chali alaska nai duk khem sal manak tamayo kutcha tamana tagin khsalu ku pis komalu ku to ai hok tamakutta itu kita aku yak cak nak kan kasih minyak.
Thank you very much.
Akmanatam pitwani gashat nunang khitwani nunakhang khalrita alagaskuma khani pikka yukton khani pokatlakha qa aguleni tagmuikto qadakhta khodnatam tang ayuqsagi chukman nakhani nunaput taksakhya guskan akmani yut gashat tamakhmun qangas gashaunril nakhmun nakhang khlaqtutwani nuna haitlu qaisun mattumin nattunang taqang khami khani bit anguyaxt khani qangallu sitim khani adu khapit khluku akilit fkaqarluku nakmin nunaqin ratu dotmania dam khani pichik
dort bisik ngatat nunaput anguyos piulini kun kangasu magut sidit khani anglere kun nakmin nunak ngam thumanna akilit kakaluk khani piuchik ngatat dort nutan if we do not fight for it, kaisun kan kan riskum dat tamatum tungi nun khani. You khani kan riskan konuk sukut daten. Piuh tajimu tundaram pinnah tut khani yut kan riskata. Mi tingak lazrakut khani izlikun tamaskuida tasuk saksuki. Kwang kuda kwang kuinga silak soil dekun meeting alaklan risinga. Dorten peh kum ta kwani. Kafsi kauka da yu toni meeting al reit. Kan lokan riskata. Ta gut kwani im kut anguyas kangal city ni magoni wit al reit. Ut sutin kwani sait kudlaro suku tak sang yukun ding tak sang chikot. Nitanka. Kangasi uip ngarun chan. Nunan pik chan pik ngak pko khwani. Nakmin pik ngak pko. Angu yak chit khwani. Aki litf kakak suku piu kun khwani. Pi yak chik madut khwani. Piu sini kunang. Nunak khwani nakmin pik ngak pko. Dang bagak laut mana imang imang corporation nak kani nunamuk am samuk pinks kah? Tiukun kani ya ang gan kani. Kwang guts nun kani corporation anun akilit kagak suku piak cek madut kani. Tamana ah nakuk ati nun riskum ta akilit kshana ku tigak suku angoyak. Pihcik kat nang sanu nak ilis ciga skum tu kani tak sakau luku.
What she said, what she was supporting you to say, tell these people, don't let them tax the land. That's what she said.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you very well. Okay. Yeah, I think we got the point.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a good evening of statements from 20 people already, and I think this would be a good time to adjourn until tomorrow. I just want to thank all of you for coming and to invite you to come.
Kilogu su atam sin chalani tumksugu chali kanut kasugu yaksin ya. Manakuk tapi kanan kumaskuya kumatum tungi no tamu kukwata sin kani kaisun na ayo kutsi kutunga tangu waskamin niyo. Matum alaska na yuk krim salmanak tum tungi manna kaisun ayo kutsi kutunga lakatan kukayo ka. Imomikukka December 18, 1971 nami manna Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act takka piuhtshaneisukka. Tamam tahukna sushukut. Lisngalgaam kukilang sunritukut. Takukam kuk angawihtammo makmani piuhtshaneisuk pishakut. Huaniwa nunnaut nuna. Kwani kwasu uku takit. Kit ktoi ispatsnika uluki chiki. Kwat niko kseem saat nkan utswa kutta. Taugam kuk hankuta lis nga kapea lgam knunam tungi nun. Izlao na ta chali kwani akim kaisun khilgau chiklas kwa kassats tunayo kufknani. Nasi uluta hankuta. Sin hok akkahtuk matumun
village human by possibility.
Okay, tamakan gahoksin auluk sarak mat matum sitim nunam kote matumima ngam sali cooperation amihok sali we tamas hukak kahtok maisin na sumrita hukai sun chakfir na kuta siya matum. Una hukak yun natukut ashakut iktut hongkut ni. Pukil rami hori mo mi kalit saw masami kasat pitsi siya kay tatari ng mastit tao na ton diyo suk taksi yahtok. Takukam kukwang kuta lisngal na kanil ng na yuk kalikak sukot ng tiyo kaluku tari ng manrit stin yuk tama na yuk ton diyo suk nanitok sa kasi yahtok. Li takakput kuk tali am skapayak tuk man natkisugo.
In those given years, the Claims Act, the bad parts that we feel should be changed, we have to work those first before we actually go into it. And in right here in the village, the cooperation, we did not actually start until just a few years ago. And that 1991 is just around the corner. We could see it over there. We're going to reach it. And we still got a lot of work to do. A lot of things to learn. for a group of people that
that big God, one could have came to you and retoken. Pisere ach put hang wach put atok ti mang ai chun ach. Our times and what we have learned will not be taken away from us. We will hold it and try to pass it on as our elders have. We have gotten into one thing which is called the land claims. And I have heard in the past testimonies by the older people and by our students and the younger people, truly it is being said that we are in some sort of a turmoil. Ilumuvuk manna lanklemak peoksan amsariuk mankutiupigni tareng manrilamtku amsak. Ta agup nakho umyok putu kayuka pingram ta tareng umap kenaku ta ceklan rituku. Through the land claims and our actions, we were at first told by the federal government, by the BIA people, their rules and instructions of how we are to go about claiming our land allotments. And these rules and regulations were made by BIA, the Secretary of Interior, and by those people that know, but not so much knowing the culture of our lives and our actions as Eskimos. Tamakut land claim manna piochtan, BIA Pistai, Secretary of Interior, tamakut kanagayagayt, kalikamunti madrit, maliktakul pehkauluta. Jari kingoakun asatkun piyala mat kanagayagayt kun sali tamak maliktakuluki pehkauluki. Tamakut kanagayagat amtrum yung tarayngo manrit tay. Hidlegen kanagut knaktu ki peakamt ki tenan asanun puukko nahtu kut kanagut knaktu ki peakamt ki meeting akhomta. It is hard for some of us that try to explain these matters to our people, because sometimes we get the feeling that when we're telling our people and trying to show them what the rules and regulations are being provided for us to follow, it makes us feel that some people come and say, well, you act like a big shot, you think you're the only one that knows all of these things. These are things that people come and tell us. And it hurts, because we are not somebody that's trying to be big. We're trying to help our own people by telling them what we have read and what we see, which is called regulation, rules and regulations.
He thinks that someone is trying to take his land away. Along with it, someone is trying to take his food away. Eskimos had their own food. The land provided food, different kinds, different species. The sea provided seal, as well as the air provided birds for the Eskimos to food, the Eskimos for food. Outside people have their own way of preserving their own food supply. They know how to take care of their own food. But in Eskimo way of life, getting food was a daily effort. It had to be done every day, no matter what the weather was like. It could be bad weather, could be a nice day, but it was an everyday effort that the Eskimo had to go out and gather his own food so he could survive and depend on the land for survival.
Tuli tausim kattaus kuni kan rutikka ka kotin kotin umiokt ka kayukirsait una kun kak illedu mugutu kulakait kutsu makuun nakkan naklasm nik tingmean klu tuasu kotin kan kuta pikumta kangasut tun imkut kawan nakalam taksklewki Kangasun kelas kita ilai pukis kau ke pikum tki pukis ngai tait. Angku takkan relux naik sih aku tuan pikait kut. Aling cerah kau tak supila kait kut. Makutin kau teng kangasun teng met. Nang nak sudah angau kunuk kut. Itak sih silau tak suak aku kena suksuda. Kangkuta takukunda nakkailam trapi pisung naksakluta. Toat nakkluk takluta. Tau na piskenrit nang nakkum te tau na piskenrit nalat nakkum tu. Itaksik nilu tasu. Yu pisung nakta tekenet nsu nakkakasukluki. Sa knapping naksutu.
Ever since this claim settlement act came, he's heard some regulations. Somebody made laws. Eskimos did not make them. We do not go outside of our state and tell other people how they should live. We do not put a limit on how many cattle or how many cows or how much food should outsiders have. We do not make any regulations on that. We do not tell them that they should have this much supply of food. We do not make rules and regulations for them so they will have a limit on certain items of food. When we try to hunt and provide ourselves and feed our family, our children, somebody comes around and tells us, if you catch birds, if you catch moose, or if you gather food, we will put you in jail. We have rules and regulations that you have to follow. We do not believe in that, in the rules and regulations when we try to survive and provide for our family, our own very own existence. We have been promised punishment for trying to survive. We do not bother other people, and we do not tell them how they should take care of their own needs.
Umkani akutmuk kalikam maktang ksa ko nunam manapitik sa ko at kaki sangat na itsan ng manilok sa pinunak sa kakihulo ko.
Sawa.
Nunam kalikak tatap
kakalap si Tay. Nihut.
Nung not ka, okay, yeah.
He would like to know if it's okay to read a little bit of this. It's from BIA. I guess it concerns is a lot. It's not a land allotment. It's a lot. Is that permissible?
Perhaps you could read it. Yeah, but you must check.
Enclosed is a certificate titled to your land at Imangak, Alaska. You should keep this valuable paper in a safe place. This land is now yours forever. You do not have to pay taxes on the land or on income from the land. You can sell it, lease it, or mortgage it if you get our approval. You can also sell gravel and timber from your land if we give our approval. Please write or come in to see us if you have any questions about your land.
Date is July 15th.
Pingayun kita mayun nakot. Pingayun manawatim tinun natin kato. Takot ka sa ito wat nasunggit at kaya ka ngayon giluki. Ta unakwane kaya giri ka at kato. Unatyali piso ko vika kawani maskulogin piso ito sa mani. Ta unatyali at tam
Nasional Scottish Hawk.
там тама кун чалилгем канрукхонга бинричунат хилуку тауна кали камаллнгаутимаани луукку туат каннутаанга кисан тигуллхоака та пинга айохтутуум кегум наммагнунуннеен читаамерлутам таакут иусскуми нуннаатн капингааю писорувик икналкиаагавиппук мам траамун нунни унатилатсиарвиппук аваани мараами пиусхуннеритсиаран катаакут укут макут неккаксуки туттгаарулуунка иллит анертэккэрнааклуку иллит нунатооккэрнааклу китаакут налуунаалкутерсэрлэрнаа Уйлатоунгаарутсиаран катамаакку таунал писикувикаатоунгаарутсиаакаа Таунатаматсиарвик фуккиаагэх буклу мам тэрамнунни аторсиқса
With it if we work together and not against and if we assimilate with each other cooperate adapt I just feel that it would be a lot better off that way. And these ideas I just had jotted down, so I couldn't read it the way it is. So it's the only way I knew how to put it. So I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
And I guess that's just about all I had to say. It's just to work together, intact, and hopefully get the solutions without having to slap facts at each other's face and try and see who's better. So that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Una khoni atang khniloni pekka Kevin Augustine ala khlami khukka im kunun civics and Alaskan history illawqa magut khomani mani ki qan qirtun taishunu tsaq tam khumakunuk school akhtin na principal lu mattum tungin qan qas khlu kumakunuk chikil khot ayakh pailganna ta yu khoni ka piu nakhtu tati khamitun kan soqiqtuq samaagu tungiitnam taadni khotna salishut khluki yut pisqmaalugi ingluku taqp kraki apluku luingna ingna khoni ya asaan rapta khotna mattum qa alaska native claim settlement naqtum kan khya khaima ku timi khiumat taasu ingam ki uga khoni yut khoni katoqluki ma niichugni luki kan khituqqa ayuqkaata амлхамхук канлхмиум аёққата пиюматиққатоққа тақамхук котта таман апитикиссигатта ютуқтам нитхаалуки самгуммиунхатта нитхаалуки тамана киутиққаттаатта хоттоонгунуиллоқ тоосу канхтоққа скуулаққуманна пиннеритфукнаакутто яхсақанаққаппиартурмаа ихони маттум тунгиинна нунам таматтум тунгиин хлэрлэа питклугуа салиилхуатна инглукутаахмнатан хориуппит макут салиилхутксутунтагум саллиахкаагутта маттум тун манна аллуарлуку хлэрсэккумаакунхтгу таахэккэ амлум каннуутэскаачаақтаум макут канкаутксусини ахсагалай тахт том каннерутгнаақарнка асатхони пингэлингаат
Hey Michael
I want to thank you for having me the opportunity to speak before you and my name is Mike James I am a senior at Alkanak High School I am representing my civics and Alaska history classes and also Rebecca Damian We as Alaska natives have lived here for thousands of years And during these years, we have adapted to the changes in our environment. Now, we...
you know, to upset our way of life, and so many changes that have happened that our elders don't understand. And right now, every elder thinks that the young people should get a Western cultural education. But in order to keep our Yupik culture and our sense of identity, I think the Yupik leaders, elders, and the parents should take that responsibility of teaching their young children. But we don't have any source of income. And I believe that the federal government should fund some kind of, should find some way to fund the elders and the parents and aid them in educating their young, because they have lost their sense of direction in somewhere between these changes that have taken place. And unless we get our older people, older elders involved in the education of our young people, we will never have anything. We will have no identity, because the elders are not up there leading the teaching and leading the cultural activities. And our young people will never gain any respect for them. And I believe that we will be losing everything. All this Land Claims Settlement Act and everything that goes with it will not mean anything. Okay, that's all I have to say. But I'm going to translate myself if I can remember what I said. Kasadun Dorothy Camera from Achilagatna, Togum Yuchtun Pizuyawa. Dorsu Queen of Quatin Kanhto, Huang Gudamani, Yupi, Nuxokatel rate.
For white people, scare the elderly, like if they don't have land, take lands taken care of. Those first, and then go on to there. Maybe you can take these reports from the tapes and take care of them from there. And hopefully, I in turn will attend more meetings in future days, months, or years, and speak up like these people did. I want to thank the elderly people for speaking up for us and encouraging us to keep on going. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, not really. No. Go ahead.
A corp a corrosin macut tangwa was honey, honey, nitunilu kitu umyot shock honey, the game at Sadnoyok Sasson, Tali, Sin Honey Macut, Canriata, Gimme Umyoksaruk, Tom Coca, Tali Umyoskutun Cleaniluni. Yes. Sigoni Helen now in Loni, Jimmy Cosina, last name. Helen left the car for hook, Cartley Kame, Cosimic Company with the last in Illumi.
Thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that that completes the testimony for this afternoon. But I believe that that Mr. Alex C. Johnson and I think Mr. Martin Moore and perhaps others want to speak tonight, so we will adjourn until 7. We'll come back at 7 o'clock tonight, and then I'll be here tomorrow morning as well if we want to schedule another meeting for tomorrow morning. But we'll adjourn now until 7 o'clock tonight. It may be in the other room down the hall because I think there's bingo here, but maybe we can...
Reservation camps on the back. The market reservation at the learning we talk among you in credit. You are to not to be stig or not. A talent clutter PIM, Congress Interior Secretary. Secretary of the Interior. Tamuk pangayo kamuk nayok sigili kuy tawkut. Reservation ani witansaki. You tamizani wita kami umyoni atuk siga natu. Samuk pikatak kami tao nata na wak utag di kwa aptak siku. Piskan kita kani pistiga nani piung kami. That what I, to me, was like, what I said was like a concentration camp was what they had called reservation. And BIA or the Secretary of the Interior had a person in that reservation to oversee the people, the Indians, in that reservation. If the people in that reservation wanted to do something, they had to go and get an okay from that person. And I feel, when I sit down and think and look back at that, I feel that we, the Eskimos, even though it was hard for us, we are kind of lucky, I think. Tamakut. Dat nak mani yudre tang khogduki idje kun nakaka kamki we myok tak to wat wan kuta yu pini dat ni tktal gas no ayu kun ni to no namanna tais nga biuktatim stun gulak tukut nang ro kam ta tam ta kan ut kak lu ta kuyuktuta down and long out for the day we get to talk to Pilachut. Toi, when he got out, what the Ankatas Ansem the Mark and you must have been the Slav Nanuta Pishonga. Reservations were hard for the Indians in the lower 48. And us,
the people will just pass on one way or the other, because there's not much to survive on. If you don't share it with others around you, then things drastic start to happen. That's one good thing I like about the elders and the older people and the people older people that had gone on that taught us these lessons. And I hate to see the day my children or their children become profit-oriented and look at paper and see how far they're ahead to gauge how good of a human they are. I seem like downstate too, people kind of look up to others that are successful, people that have a lot of land, people that have a lot of money, people that own big companies. To me, that's not fair. I think everyone should share the way our people do. If you get more than what you need, you share it with somebody else that isn't so lucky. I hope that will be with my children and their children. Awai kani yukuta kanotan ka nunam tungi nun matumi. Mugesh sakta kani kaya kani nunak piksu naku kan kherak fakak naku su nliwa kam nlilu tunga piusamukni. Kali kan krimi ganakf kunani. Maitok kun koni pichat koni liu nanani apstiko haglun togom kayutun kali kan tot nimiruko imiri hagluni. Akmanich tunak sikhaka kuni nunatot makutili chasgung chikut pichat suaya gayu nanani trespass. Kitum khani nun nauti apstima fknani atu kunni kangastum yarak kuni tauna khani navgut muk. Tamatum sukhani tki tskatin gunakin richak suni apstichlainagluni apstinrilunguni sukhani navgiluni in khut muk. Taimastam nunam pikstin piukuni tauna khani apkaknun khani itxtariu maluku manasukhani land claims act aqa ayakni khan ranuk illikun quyaqlan ritsaqluku tiulaputhani uitalasxam khani pkhunum illikun pkhunum mangu masutun tire inalutun khani yakin pifknatun Kangasu Hawaii mun kangas nat pun ayok na lutung chitun kseni kunung. Kangasu kayutun kski toh china lutung umyot kunatung. Ang umat kna lutung tokwam. Am tasmai kwani akik tamana nagut huluni. Ili kun su kwani ang umat kak chap na gailuni. Tamana kwani ukmis ngi nakan ilabut kwani tamat. Tukkochik ngatut illitluhani toa naksgilutung chaknakka pallosgatung sutkiisuki. Akmani toat naiukuk, makutkoni Prophet Corporation alugut. Illitukukulikhtaksutung toai.
Advice will be from the bottom of their heart, and that will be the best advice they'll ever get. I think it was kind of a little bit too late to start listening to our elders here at home. I think we would have a much fairer settlement if we had consulted the older people about what we should get as the Alaska natives of Alaska. I thank you very much, and I'm sure the issue about the afterbirth will also become a very important issue for the younger generation. And I think that also should be brought to the attention of those people that are planning on getting a land settlement. We, as I see it, compromise just too much. I never agreed with the Alaska Land Claim Settlement Act myself. I watched Richard Nixon on television when he signed the Claims Act. I had no vote with AFN, so I couldn't say anything at that particular time. But I cannot make the past correct, but it's better to correct what is at hand. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
There are some people from Aleknak who wish to speak to the commission while we are here in Emonik. And because of drifting snow, those people from Aleknak cannot come here tonight. So I think that we will arrange to have a meeting tomorrow morning at 10. And if the people from Aleknak, if any of them can come over at that time, then we'll have a couple of hours in the morning to hear what they have to say. At 12:40, we have to get a plane to Bethel and then to Tanunik, where we are to hold another meeting starting on Thursday. So I think we will have another meeting at 10 a.m. tomorrow to consider the views of those people from Aleknak, but of course you're all invited to that meeting, which will be here in the complex. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak before we adjourn until tomorrow morning? Mr. Kelly, yes.
To my understanding, this Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is the very first Native Claims Settlement Act that ever took place in the world. Now, the world natives of different countries who do not have such acts. Are we lucky to have this settlement act, or are we disadvantaged? Where do we stand?
Well, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 was a landmark. It was the first settlement of native claims in the modern era, that is, since the treaties were made back in the 19th century with the Plains Indians in the United States and Canada. Since 1971, in Canada, the Inuit, that is the Eskimos, and the Cree Indians of northern Quebec have settled with the government of Canada. That was back in 1975. Next week, we're holding a roundtable discussion in Anchorage, and some of those people from Canada are coming to talk about the settlement they made in 1975. There are two settlements on the verge of being signed in Canada. Settlements between the Eskimos of the Mackenzie Delta and the government of Canada, and between the Indians of the Yukon Territory, that is the people who live in the upper Yukon, in the headwaters of the Yukon, but in Canada. They are about to sign a settlement with the government of Canada. But the Eskimos who